Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Books and Betches, not to be confused with Books and...
Bluey!
I'm Kristen, and with me I have...
Bluey!
Maria.
That's Erica. Maria.
Bingo!
This is a book podcast where we swear, we spoil, we talk about sex, and we suck at all of that stuff. No, not all of it.
We suck at podcasting. Just keep it that way.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
This episode, though, we're not talking about a specific book. We're doing a topic episode. Topic.
Y'all love our topic.
Do they?
Yeah. They do.
Really?
Yeah.
They I wasn't very sure. High views or listens and streams.
You hear that?
Damn, these boats
it's
are
It's nice
going.
Out. No, it's nice out. Some motorcycles are out. Okay. What topic are we discussing?
Criticism.
Criticism in the book community.
We're talking about criticism?
Yeah.
Something I don't handle really well?
Yeah.
Damn.
So I'm gonna like kind of give you a good preface of what the conversation
yeah,
is.
Yeah, let us know because I'm not on
in
socials.
The book community right now. I'm not on it as much as you think I am. I see a video here and there, and I'll like
that's
investigate.
More than me.
I'll investigate sometimes when I see stuff, but basically there is like a lot of discussion around criticism, and it the two kind of like sides of the argument. Is that there are some people that are like overly critical and really mean about some of their criticism. And then there are some people that when they say that, people take that as like toxic positivity of like, well, I should be able to like criticize books. And like, even though I'm saying like, I don't like the book that you love, like I should be still be able to like be critical of books. Sure. And that just because I say I don't like something doesn't mean that I'm being mean.
Okay.
And so there's kind of these like two sides of like of the conversation where people really like think that toxic positivity is a problem. And then I think there's some people who are like, no, y'all are fucking mean.
OK, well, I think there's a difference between criticism and being an asshole.
Mm-hmm. I do, too. And I think that that is being conflated
in this conversation. How could you possibly? OK, I did see a reel where somebody said we shouldn't rate anything under 3 stars. In a book.
So, okay, here's the thing. I did that was the author, right? That said that.
Was that like, an author?
Yeah.
I think she was like,
from
what you guys told me, she
was
an
like,
author,
you're an asshole if you rate anything under 3 stars.
Like, I
people
work so hard on this book.
Work really hard.
That is so, that's, I'm sorry, but that's bullshit.
I am so, like,
especially as a creative whose job is to get feedback and most, and like a lot of it will be negative. Like, hey, change this song. Hey, we don't like the way you did this.
Negative is not never the thing is, but it's
well,
a lot
but
of
it's
changing
feedback.
Of what we had.
It's feedback. It's what, it, art is subjective. You either like it or you don't.
Yep.
And when you create something, you have to be willing to accept feedback from other people.
Especially if you're putting it out there.
That's also how we grow as human beings.
But okay, so that was a really bad take, and I think I watched that.
Good.
I watched that, right?
Glad we're on the same page.
I saw that in the wild. I did not see it as like as a stitch, right? I saw it in the wild.
Yeah.
And I watched it, and I go, wow, that was a really bad take.
Keep on going.
Keep scrolling. Yeah, okay, fair.
And people lost their fucking minds about it. Mm. So then, like, a couple days later, I see videos of people stitching that, and people are out of their fucking tree talking about it.
See, I think that's also
like,
ridiculous.
And I'm like, you know what? I like genuinely saw it in the wild, watched it, said, wow, that was a stupid fucking take. Scrolled
on. Going.
Yeah.
And people literally stop down their day and do a whole reel, like absolutely reading this girl to filth.
If I did that for everything that I saw in the wild on Instagram, I would have absolutely no life.
I would have no life.
Especially being a sports fan and a woman sports fan. The amount of times I type out a paragraph to some man who says, get back in the kitchen or some bullshit on a fucking women's basketball post and then delete it thinking, why am I wasting my time?
Why am I doing
this? This human being is not here to get, you know, feedback from somebody and learn something new today. He is here to be a troll and to say something rude and disrespectful, and that's it. Like,
I think it's the issue of the chronically online.
Yeah.
I think, and I don't want to make it an age thing. I don't want to make it up because I know there's people who are older than us who are participating in this kind of behavior. But I feel like I have pure memories of never having to be on my phone all day.
True.
You know, if I had the phone, it was because, like, maybe I'd get text here and there. But we had minutes back then, so I couldn't be using those.
Yeah.
So
three nights and weekends, baby.
Yeah. So like, you would have to either, like, go meet your friends in person or just, like, watch TV, I guess, if you really wanted to, like, not do anything. But I think it's the chronically online issue right now.
You're bored and you're fucking off.
Yeah.
It's also easy access to, like, reviews, right? When we were kids, you couldn't review a book when you were done with it. You would tell your friends, hey, this book was really cool, you should read it. It was never like, this book fucking
you
sucked.
Would see the reviews of stuff like Egert
in the paper,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
but it was never
reviews, but not yeah. but they were critics.
Yeah, exactly.
They're critical review.
Exactly. Now anybody,
now everyone thinks they're a critic, everyone thinks they're a reviewer, everyone thinks that they're like
yeah.
their opinion is the end all be all, and it's not.
Megan was telling me that there's this app called Letterboxd,
okay.
which is for movies.
Oh.
So it's a social media app, essentially, where you put in your reviews of movies.
It's like Rotten Tomatoes, but...
I guess.
Yeah.
I just look straight into the light and I just... Oh, that's bad. So she's told me these three times now, like, you should get Letterboxd. So you like we can see what each other... I was like, why would I do that?
I could just tell you.
I could just tell you what movie I like or not.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, but then you could see, like... what other people did watch and like what they rate. I'm like, why would I care?
Yeah.
Why would I care? So now you have a whole app based mm-hmm. on people's thoughts on movies.
Yeah.
Which is like, fine. You can do that. You can review things. You can give your opinions, but like basing a whole app around it.
Well, here's my
like
question.
Overkill to me.
Is there a huge difference? And I think there is, rating a movie versus rating a book. Because when you're rating a movie, that's about 10,000 fucking people working on it. When you're reading a book, that's usually one author who sat down and poured their heart and soul into a project. Mm. So it's like, do you feel less bad about saying talking shit about a movie? Whereas when you're talking shit about a book, it's like, okay, this one person who has a chance to like hear what we have to say mm-hmm. could see this.
No, I think about them both in the same vein.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really think about it like that, to be honest. I think it's like, I think that in general, like, I think there's some unwritten rules of like, don't tag the author.
Yeah.
Unless
naturally.
You like are saying really nice stuff about like,
mm-hmm. even
I don't know.
I won't tag them.
Yeah. yeah I like, and I think at the beginning of us, like it was weird water to navigate in a way like, mm-hmm. like, are we supposed to do this? Are we not supposed to do this? Like, I don't know, like whatever. But,
but
I think 3 years into our podcast, like I can very comfortably say like, yeah, don't tag the author.
If you're
leaving a review, and even our positive like ones, we don't tag the author.
Nope.
Yeah.
Anymore. Like we just don't tag the author type people.
I don't tag them.
As a creative though, at some point you have to be like, okay, any feedback is good feedback because it's bringing awareness to
my book.
Depends
on the person giving it.
Yeah. 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 So going back to like the criticism side, I do think there's a line. I think you're either like, we talk about rage reads. Sometimes we do reads where we talk about a book that we all didn't like. I think that's totally fair to sit down as friends and, you know, talk a little bit of shit about something that we just didn't enjoy mm-hmm. as a creative medium. Mm-hmm. And I think that's fine to do, because even as somebody who, you know, you're an author, but like if you found a podcast and they were like kind of talking shit about your book, how would you feel about that though?
I don't know. I mean, I probably would laugh at the same parts. I think that like what's frustrating as a creative in general is when people say shit that they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Like they still say like,
that's us.
So, no. But like, yeah. I think about it even like as John, as an editor, right? Like he edits a lot of domestic packages, like TV stuff for WWE. And a lot of that stuff gets millions and millions of views, especially
right.
like mania packages and stuff. Right. Sure. So he'll go through the comments and he'll read like the comments and stuff. And he did like a DX package last year. And a bunch of people were like, "What? This is the worst package. Like this was missing. And John had all of that in the original edit.
But
he had to get it taken
out. That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't know the full
story.
Yeah.
Like, I see it all the time, especially with John's stuff, is like people will complain about stuff. And it's like that specific thing that you're complaining about.
Yes.
A high executive literally just told them to take it out.
I get mm-hmm. that all the time.
And when I see it in books,
it hurts me.
When I see it in books, when I see people talk about specific things that like I can tell that it was something that probably was like deleted for a reason or wasn't done that way for a reason, it just gives me that feeling of like, tell me you don't work in a creative field without telling me you don't work in a creative field.
That's true.
And it like, I know that sounds a little bit pretentious, but like I just like sometimes these people who do reviews just sound like they don't know what they're talking about.
But do you agree that criticism
I mean?
Is necessary?
Criticism is always necessary, but it just like some of the feedback that I see in books are like, yeah, you've never written a book, or like you've never like been in a creative field where you know like what this is like to like do that or get that feedback.
I think that's where we get to that line of what type of reviews are we reading? Mm-hmm. Are we reading our friends' reviews to be like, what did Erica think about this book? And you're like, good vibes, 5 stars.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's my extent on Goodreads. Right? Yeah.
Or are we seeing those who are making writing reviews their job?
Yeah, that's a good point.
And that they're making this whole extensive thing of like, well, I'm rating on the scale of 1 to 5 on all these categories and it has to fit my arbitrary scale.
Right.
Not the whole world's, but mine.
Right.
So then that's where I think there's like a line there as well.
Yeah.
So the types of reviews you see and what constitutes these bad criticisms, mm-hmm. or good there, whatever, you know?
I have a really hot take and it's pretty unanimous across everything. It's pretty unanimous how I feel about everything.
Okay.
And I'll start with sports writers.
Sure.
I hate sports writers.
Oh yeah, we talked about this
before. Fucking hate sports writers.
Because they don't do the
sport. They don't play the sport.
Most of them
have never played the sport. I don't like a lot of sports newscasters either because they've never played the sport. Mm. I like those who have. And think about like the Tony Romas of the world, right? That are doing color and they've played the sport and they add so much value to the sports broadcast, right? Whatever. But
I'm so out of this conversation.
That's fine. No. But I'm bringing it back. I feel the same way unanimously across like everything. If you are not involved in movies and you think that you could talk about movies, you've never made anything creative. You've never made a video. You never made a YouTube video. You've never done like X, Y, and Z. Mm. Like it just, you don't know the creative process. You don't know know the basis.
But
of,
art
like,
isn't just for artists.
Like, I get that. But yeah. I'm saying if you're going to review it, and you're going to talk about it
Do you mean as a job
as a
or
job.
As a person?
Okay. I'm talking about the reviewers that want to try to make this as a job.
That's different.
And they are talking about it so analytically and so like breaking down the pros, breaking down all these things. And you've never written a book. You've never even like gone through any of these things.
We don't know if they're not trying
unanimous across everything.
See, that's where I disagree because I'm not a chef, but I can criticize food. And I know like how I taste things and
that's
how my
palate. But I'm not sitting here. Still. I'm not sitting here doing like a full taste analysis.
Yeah.
You're sitting here being like, yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's bad.
Right. But
I don't like this. But
we'll talk about wine. Like Mike loves wine. Like you can have a hobby and study a hobby and not have participated in said hobby.
Yes.
But still have a critical view of it.
You can have a somewhat critical review of it, but like to act like you're, I think that it comes across sometimes with some reviewers that like they're fucking Roger Ebert. Like
they are
a critical, like their critical analysis of this is like,
but that's like
extremely
college.
Smart and like
that's like college. You go to classes and you do like critical analysis classes and like I don't know. That's how you learn and develop. I get what you're saying, but I do think like I get what you're saying from a job standpoint. If I'm a movie critic, I should at least know how movies work. I should know how to make a movie.
I think it's the secondary judgment that I don't like.
Yeah,
that it's like. I'm going to say this critical review and I'm going to think that you're stupid for reading this book and liking it.
Oh, I hate that.
I don't like.
I hate
the pretentiousness.
It's the second component of like, I've never written a book. I'm going to read this book to filth in all of these XYZ ways, but I've never written a book. And guess what? You're an idiot if you liked it.
Yeah.
The second part.
Like, it's like that whole like combination. And I don't like it across the board. Like I said, I don't like it for movie critics. I don't like it for sports analysts. I don't like it across the board.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's just that is a unanimous like hot take
baseline
that I have
across
the board. So I don't particularly love some of the people that do critical analysis on books.
So then coming back to the main question of it all, what do we feel about just criticism in general happening in the just sphere of people?
Of our
normies.
Yeah, it's necessary.
You have to have it.
Yeah.
You can't not have it. But I think that there's a line of like, you're an idiot for liking this book.
Yeah, that's
if you are saying anything that even resembles that without and like also at the same time, there's also this like people will say it as a joke and it doesn't land as a joke.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like they'll say it like I guess trying to be sarcastic about it and it doesn't land that way. And it's like anytime that you try to be funny and you're not funny, you come across as a bitch.
Right.
So I think there's a lot of people that are not funny trying to be funny online and are coming across really badly.
There's a lot of that. Yeah.
Okay.
And I think you need to like re-look at your content.
Can you give me an example? Not a person, but like an example of something like that.
Like, I think if you like you do a reel where you're like reading a book to fill that you're like, I didn't read this like or if you read this and you thought this was good, like, I don't know what the fuck you're thinking.
Yeah. Don't at me.
Yeah.
Like, type thing, or like, we read different books, and it's like, sometimes that lands, sometimes it doesn't.
Well, that's the vibe on you, BookTube, Bookstagram, everything. There's always that, like, I'm better than thou because I read more, literary books. And I just think it's like a little bit ridiculous.
Okay, I hated the third Crescent City book. I think this book is absolute fucking trash. And I haven't done my full like analysis of it yet because I'm still like gathering my thoughts.
It's
a lot of thoughts. Yeah. Pages. And I actually don't think I could say that very many nice things about this book. Right. Mm. But at the end of it, I'm going to say, and it's in my head already, is like, I get why people would like this book.
Yeah.
So I don't think these things make sense for me. If you liked it, more power to
you.
That's
what I always try to say. Like,
have fun with
it. We all have different.
We did it with Iron Flame.
We all have different.
Yeah, it didn't work for us, but if you like it, that's great.
I think people need to harness that ideology a little bit more.
I agree with that.
Of like, I didn't like this.
Mm-hmm.
I could see why other people liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you did, great job.
Like, I think, like those reviews, too.
I think we're at the age now. I think when we were kids, that was very much a thing. Because as kids, we were taught everyone's different.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's going to have a different thought than you. You know, just be respectful. And then you can have discourse about it if you want to. You know, that whole agree or disagree thing.
Exactly.
You know? It was always cordial. And I mean, depending on the person, obviously. But I feel like now we're in this world of, like, if you don't have my same mentality, I don't even want you in my space.
Yeah, it comes back to that thing that I said in the last episode, where it's like, if I don't like your favorite book of all time, like, my favorite book of all time is Iron Prince, I'm expecting you not to like it, if I'm being honest. And that's totally okay with me.
I hope she likes it,
because
though,
it's not your vibe. And, like, that's the thing. We have very different reading styles, and that's what makes this podcast fucking fun.
I'm in the middle. I love that I'm in the middle.
It's great. And
why would you want to be around a bunch of people that, like,
think just like you?
Yeah. Think just like you.
Even if you came in and you were like, this book fucking sucks, like, then you like ripped it to shreds, I'd be like, wow, you had a completely different experience than me. How cool is that? Like, the fact that, like, you're a human, I'm a human, and we are, like,
we're human beings.
It's just cool. Like, we're, like, interpreting things so differently. Like,
well,
our brains work
different.
The human mind is so
different. All your perspectives.
Imagine if we were all the same.
All your life experiences make every decision you make, every thought you have, different and unique to yourself. So when you are trying to make your mind work with somebody else's mind, when you have different life experiences, I just don't think it's going to equate the right way.
But if you can't handle somebody talking shit on something you like, I don't know. That's like the weirdest shit to me.
I just think that, like, I get the side of the aisle that is like, I should be able to say whatever I want to say. But at the same time, I think, like, and I do think that you should be able to criticize, like we said.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that you, as a human, need to hear when people are saying something to you. So if you, so like, for example, if everyone is saying like, hey, you're kind of being a bitch.
Yeah.
I think you need to reexamine that
because
at the end of the day, you can say whatever you want. You have the freedom to say whatever you want.
Right.
You do not have the freedom to not have reaction to that.
Yeah.
You don't like get to just live your life without consequence.
Exactly.
And the way that you treat people and the way that you speak to people through the internet or otherwise has consequence.
Amen.
Yep.
And if you act like a bitch and people think you're a bitch, then that is the consequence of you speaking freely in a way that you think you're allowed to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You could still do it. People are just going to think you're a bitch.
Exactly.
But on the flip side of that, like, there are some people that are a little fucking sensitive.
Very.
Oh, yeah.
And they take it really personally when they
I take it personally with this podcast. Every time you tell me we're wrong, I know.
That's what I mean.
I take it personally.
Some people are very like, you know, they're like, we shouldn't have negative reviews, and like,
there's just such a difference.
Blah,
like,
blah, blah.
We've gotten such good reviews that were negative that were like, hey, like, I don't like it when XYZ on this podcast, right? And then you're like, wow, I can appreciate that.
Oh yeah.
But when somebody comes in and it's like, why are they just bitching? Or like, you know, like shit like that. And it's just like, that's not contributing to making things better.
No.
So like, if you come in with a criticism, you don't like this podcast, great, I understand why. And if you say you give it like one star, if you give us a good criticism that we can learn from and be like, oh, maybe we can do it a little bit. I mean, we're probably not going
to.
We
probably will look at it and do it at least.
Yeah.
It's subconscious anyway. I know I have. Yeah.
Like, think about it.
At least think about it. But if you just come in and you're just like, these girls were unbearable, I can't fucking listen to it. It's just like, that's just mean. Like, there's a difference between being mean and being.
But that's like what the discourse is. Exactly. Right now, exactly. Is like what. But then, okay, so you reminded me of another piece of this, right? Is like, reviews are for readers. That's like the big fucking topic, right? Reviews are for readers. Okay. I don't know who needs to hear this. Reviews are for whoever the fuck wants the review.
Yeah.
You don't get to like pick and choose what is for who and who is for what. You don't get to add
invisible barriers. The
internet's like a free fucking place and it's open for everyone. And
you sound like a bitch.
And, well, no, like for real. Like, you guys are fucking lunatics. Like, if you think that you can like dictate who's allowed to fucking consume what?
Yeah.
You're out of your fucking mind. There's no spaces. Mind.
I'm sorry.
Like, there's no barriers space, in there. There's no spaces for anybody. Here's the... And let me get on my fucking soapbox.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let me get on my soapbox.
We have sound effects for I know, those, like, soapboxes.
Yeah, like... Just bring it up. So people are like, the reviewer spaces are for reviewers and it's weird when authors come in.
Yeah.
I agree. I think that's inappropriate of authors. Sure. However, I don't think that you could literally be like, you're not allowed to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guess what? An author is a business. So if they want to fucking wipe their shit stain all over the walls, they can do that. But again, there's going to be a reaction. There's going to be there's going to be a reaction to that. And that might be a decline in their book sales.
Sure.
So if they want to act like a fool on the internet, let them act like a fool. It'll reflect in their book sales.
Right.
Right. And it'll reflect in people blocking them or what have you. Mm-hmm. You can't tell people what to do on the internet.
No.
However, on Goodreads, people are like, Goodreads is the place for readers and blah, blah, blah. Mm. As an author, at least for me, like, I read through my fucking reviews.
Yeah.
But also, authors are readers too. Just saying.
Yeah, authors are readers too, first of all. But second of all, like, why can't I read through my reviews?
That's how you get better. I'm a big fan of, like, why criticism is... Why can't
I read through my fucking reviews?
That's how you get better.
Who the fuck are you to tell me I can't read through my fucking reviews?
Do you think it's those authors who are reading through and commenting back?
Well, that's weird.
That's where it becomes an issue where they're like...
again, it's... then block them.
Sure, but I think the conversation is like, don't respond to my review as an author. But don't try to come into my review and say, well, I did this and that because of X, Y, and Z.
I think I do agree with that.
That's where people are having a problem. But
that's what I'm saying. You can't tell people what to do. No, you can't.
But I just think it's stupid to try to like defend yourself.
I think it's
stupid too.
I think it's a bad business decision.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a bad people decision. I think it's a bad business decision. But I think
that's where the you can't be here is happening.
They're saying it wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And I think people don't like to hear that what they're saying is like
wrong,
not great. Like, they're like, it's tone policing. Well, it's always this, it's that. It's like, no, you're like, the way that you're saying it is wrong.
It's interesting how it's the same people that are like, you know when people say, like, you have to be able to separate the book from the author, but if they, like, do something to get canceled or whatever, those are the same people that are like, you can't separate the book from the author because the author is bad. But then,
so which is it?
But then they want to, like, make a comment and the author comes in and, like, no, I'm talking about your book, but the author's part of the book, So it's, like, there's a lot of, like, hypocritical.
Oh, it's a ton of hypocrisy.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know.
It's very... basically, just don't tell people what to do on the internet.
That's it. You can't. That's the end.
That's like the end. That's the end of my like soapbox. Is like,
that's the end of this episode.
You can't tell people what to do on the internet.
Be nicer, okay?
We always
criticism.
Be nice.
Criticism is good when it's constructive. Criticism sucks when it's just being mean. And I will say that is very hypocritical of me to say, because there have been many times on this podcast during rage reads where I'll go out on a tangent and I'll probably say some shit that isn't very constructive. It's just me bitching
in the moment, though.
But I do emotions. Think like with the
but
difference
bitching on a podcast while you're talking,
well, I was gonna say the difference
is a lot different than writing it up in a comment or recording it on a reel and posting it to millions of people.
But also the difference is, well, yeah, but also the difference is at the end, I think we are very serious about like, enjoy what you enjoy. And I think that's the difference. It's like, if you liked this, that's great. I want to warn you at the top that we didn't, and we're going to talk about why we didn't. So I think like, be kinder.
I think the medium matters.
Yeah, I mean, we are a podcast that goes out there.
The medium is the same here. Writing it or even just saying it on camera to the void. It's all the same thing. Shit.
I don't think so. I think the medium matters.
You think
talk show radio is a lot. Like talking is a lot different than writing something out in a comment or like posting it on the internet for like.
We're still posting on.
But we're not going viral.
Like not, this, not yet. They could though.
No, but like podcast episodes don't go viral. That's not like
a thing. Chick with Drake.
Oh, Bobby Alatal.
But that was like a YouTube that went viral.
It was still a podcast. All of her podcasts get like millions of views. Maybe our YouTube could get.
It's just not us.
Yeah. I don't know. Either way, be kinder. Constructive is good. That's it. That's our show. Our soapbox. Can't tell people what to do on the internet.
You can't.
Yeah.
And that's the story. Can we hang it up there?
Be nice.
Be nice.
All right. Well, thank you. Are we doing another one of these topics soon?
I think so. Yeah.
If you have ideas for things you want us to talk about or bitch about or yell about, send them to our Instagram. Just look up books_n_betches, BETCHES. Drop us a follow if you want. You don't have to. Zena is so fucking cute. And the only way you'll see that is if you go onto our YouTube and subscribe. Just look up Books and Betches. I'm telling you, we got to get a dog cam.
I know. People have been saying it. Also, leave comments on the YouTube channel if of any recommendations or topics you want us to talk about.
Always.
So I do read those comments.
Cool. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.